So, back after the adverts, and a first for QA Hospital Radio, at least for me. I'm delighted to welcome the Portsmouth Climate Choir and its leader, Viola. So, would you like to do an introduction as to what the choir is, what you why you formed it, what it does?
First of all, thank you for welcoming us here today. It's a great pleasure and we feel really honoured to sing for you a few of our songs. And of course, we're only a few people here today. Normally we are much bigger, so excuse us if we are not in our full beauty there for you today. Anyway, what is the Climate Choir? I mean, we are calling ourselves the Portsmouth Climate Choir, but we are part of a much bigger choir. The National Climate Choir, there are 17 cities in the country now having a climate choir. And what brings us together? We love nature, probably like all of you, but we are concerned. We are concerned what's happening to it, to our environment. And that's why we bring together our love for nature and our passion for singing, though we are not opera singers, we are just ordinary guys and women who just love singing and bringing beautiful songs to the public. Our main reason, really, why we are doing it is to raise awareness. And we just don't think that has been done enough, and we can do it in a beautiful way by singing. I brought four other members of the Climate Choir today. I've got the musical choir leader, Ruth. I've got David, I've got Claire and Lizzie, and Liz. And I think just if we now have a very short few words of those people, why they have joined the Climate Choir.
Hello, I'm Ruth Routledge, and I lead the Climate Choir musically, the Portsmouth Climate Choir. And I joined because I was looking for a way to align my work as a choir director and a singing for health specialist with my values, my concerns about the climate emergency. So I'd just been thinking about that, and an email popped into my inbox saying the Portsmouth Climate Choir is setting up. That was about 2.5 years ago. And they're looking for a leader, a musical leader, and I jumped at the chance. And for me, it's really about getting together with other people and putting pressure on the people in charge to change the system to save our environment. And also the other really important thing is that we can all be really concerned, and it can feel like a really big issue that as individuals we are powerless to do anything about. By coming together and singing, not only are we raising our voices together, but actually singing is really great for our mental health, for anxieties around that as well. So yeah, that's why I'm here.
Let's have a song now.
Should we have a song? Let's do a song.
Let's definitely have a song. So, who would like to introduce it?
Yeah, I can introduce this. I start the song with a supposedly tenor or something
bass line.
And then the idea is through the song we alert, warn, advise, give hope as well to people about the predicament we find ourselves in. So this song's called The Climate's Changing. The climate's changing, what are we doing? The climate's changing, what are we doing?
The climate's changing, what are we doing about it? Doing.
The climate's changing, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The climate's changing, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The climate's changing, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The forests are burning, what are we doing?
The forests are burning, what are we doing?
The forests are burning, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The forests are burning, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The forests are burning, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The forests are burning, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The ice is melting, what are we doing? The ice is melting, what are we doing?
The ice is melting, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The ice is melting, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The ice is melting, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The ice is melting, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The seas are rising, what are we doing?
The seas are rising, what are we
doing?
The seas are rising, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The seas are rising, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The seas are rising, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
The seas are rising, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
It's time to act now, what are we doing? It's time to act now, what are we doing?
It's time to act now, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
It's time to act now, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
It's time to act now, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
It's time to act now, what are we doing about it? Time to act now, what are we doing about it?
Doing.
It's time to act now, what are we doing?
I just end that song by saying the message is clear in that song.
What are we doing, John? Loud
and clear.
Maybe we can have Claire also giving us some idea why she joined the climate choir.
Yeah, that would be great.
Hi, I joined another group, actually a singing group, for health reasons. I met Viola there and then ended up joining this group. And even though the subject matter is somber, we are one of the happiest groups you could find, super optimistic, and I always come away informed, better informed than I usually am, and we're optimistic. We look to the future. There's continued hope. So what more could you want? Might as well join.
Absolutely right.
And what about Liz? Liz, why did you join?
I've always been involved in ecology, most of my life, and it was just wonderful to find that in a city there's a group of people and you can actually stay indoors and sing songs together, and it's just great fun, and it's all sort of helps, I hope, I believe.
Maybe just to let people know as well, we do get out and we do get into actions. We sang at various events, for instance, the Marine Environmental Festival in March last year here in Southsea. We sang at the Green Film Week in Southsea Cinema. We've taken part at the COP30 singing and organization of the actual protest. But it's not just protest, it's also celebrating trees, celebrating nature. And we also go out and take part in big
national
yeah. manifestations, yeah. if you want to call it protests, whatever you want to call it. It's not negative, because it is actually raising our voices in a beautiful way. And one of our last ones was in St. Paul's Cathedral last year, and then there was a one in December at the Norwegian embassy outside, and there was a lovely song about a Christmas tree, and it was actually put into an environmental issued song. So very, very, very nice. And
shall we have a song again?
Shall we have a song again?
Yeah, let's have a song.
David just wants to sing.
That definitely sounds like a plan. So what are you going to do next?
So our next song is, this is a bit of a rip-off of Taylor Swift's song Trouble. So for any Swifties out there, see if you recognise it. And that's something that we do quite often do. We might take a popular song and change the words to spread the message about something. So this is Fossil Fuels, Our Trouble.
Do I start
this?
Do
you
see
this? We're starting. One, two, off we go.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Fossil fuels are trouble, can you not see? You've got to stop those coal lights. Fossil fuels are trouble, can you not see? You've got to stop those pipelines. Fossil fuels are trouble, can you not see? You've got to stop those coal lights. Fossil fuels are trouble, can you not see? You've got to stop those pipelines now, 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 now. Gotta stop the funding now, 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 now. Stop it now. Fossil fuels are trouble, can you not see? You've got to stop those coal mines. Fossil fuels are trouble, can you not see? You've got to stop those pipelines. Fossil fuels are trouble, can you not see? You've got to stop those coal mines. Fossil fuels are trouble, can you not see? You've got to stop those pipelines now, now,
now, gotta stop the funding. Now, stop it now.
Yeah, that was quite noisy, but quite catchy, and we think and hope that you enjoyed this song.
Can I just add something? As a note, I haven't contributed my reason for you being here,
David.
Really.
Go for it.
I was more worried about Willow joining in.
Just to let you listeners know that we do have an audience. It's a young-ish looking cockapoo who's enthusiastic about her singing. I'd just like to add a little bit about why I joined this group. Firstly, Viola, who's my wife, is quite encouraging. So I don't often say I won't do something if she wants me to. Although, anyway, that's one part of it. The other part is that I've done all the so-called activist protesting about this issue. I've written to the MP. I've signed countless surveys and polls and petitions and everything like that. And, okay, it's a way of getting, if you like, notice, but I haven't had any particular feeling of success with all the effort I've done, but I personally get huge success, feeling of success, when I go up to an event, either locally or nationally, and join in with sometimes hundreds of others. People come from all the cities that Viola mentioned, 17 cities. They send their representatives to a national event. And when you're there, and you're in St. Paul's with hundreds of people, and you're actually listened to by the priest and the congregation who haven't actually got there for us. We've actually crowd rushed them, if you want to call it that. What's the word? It's like we flash mobbed the place, and they were very tolerant, and our message is very peaceful and loving, but it's an important message and it has to be heard, and singing's great as a way of getting over the message.
The other thing for me as well, I'm a parent, I've got two young children, two school-aged children, and I have concerns about the future for them. And again, feeling as though this is something that I can do, and this is a positive thing that I can genuinely do. As individuals, we are quite powerless, but actually joining together collectively, we can make our demands heard in a really positive way. You know, it's not about doing something negative. It's not about gluing ourselves to the pavement or stopping traffic. It's really about spreading the message and putting pressure on our elected representatives in a really positive way.
I think that was why I wanted to ask you to come on in, because it is different. I'm involved with the local Greenpeace group and Portsmouth Climate Action, and it always kind of seemed like a protest, whereas this feels like a celebration, and that's a nicer way of doing it.
I wouldn't want to take away, though, the courage and bravery of those younger than me people who do actually glue themselves onto things, and they will disrupt a system that is basically failing to take serious action to prevent what could be catastrophe. That's the message I'd like to put out. We've got problems and trouble ahead, and we've got to try to stop it.
And I think this is a message for everybody who is listening out there now. What Ruth just said, you have more power than you think. If we connect, if we all work together, we can achieve change. And that is really what it is about. And our next song is actually about our waters, rivers and seas, as you all know. They have been polluted, and we are really all upset about it. You know, we should be able to go into the sea, into the rivers, and have a lovely swim there and enjoy it. And each time I ask myself, oh, I really want to go in there, and I'm not so sure anymore because I know what's in there anyway. So there is a catchy tune, and it might get into your head actually when we leave you later on, probably quite soon. You might still carry it on, and if you're interested, we give you a bit more information later.
So this is called Dirty Water.
Running like a river. We won't let it running like a river.
This dirty water is a disgrace. We won't let it stop. This dirty water is a disgrace. We won't let it stop.
to the sea.
Like a river.
Rivers should be clean. From the
salt like a river
to the sea.
Like a river.
Rivers should be clean. From the salt to the sea.
Like a river.
Rivers should be clean.
Excellent, lovely. Thank you very much for coming in. I hope you've enjoyed it. I haven't forgotten. No, absolutely. But ahead of the normal adverts I do, we do an advert for the choir. So I was just going to say, would you like to talk about when your next events are? How often you meet? Can people just turn up and sing with you? Is that
okay?
Yes.
So yeah, we do meet once a month, only once a month, on the first Monday of the month, and that will be in the King's Pub, so you can get your drink, and Albert Road opposite the King's Theatre in Southsea, and then the events as they happen, we will organise them as they come along, and one is definitely for sure, we will be again on the Green Film Week in Southsea Cinema. There is some talk about singing in front of a bank, because we think we all need to know about which banks are ethical and green, and we might come in again and do another very nice session here with
Sing
Tony to inform you with a lovely, lovely, lovely song. And
you can
happening.
Find out all about us. Probably Facebook is the best way to find out about us. Facebook.com/Portsmouth Climate Choir. We are also on the Climate Choir Movement website. So that's the national website, and we have a page on there. But please get in touch on Facebook.
That's brilliant. So thank you again for coming in. Much appreciated. I'm just checking the viewing listening figures, and they're up.
Yay.
Come and join us.
So you've helped with that a great deal. Yes.
Can I just say one tiny thing? Is that possible?
Of course.
Just to say that everyone is welcome. We don't use sheet music. You don't need to consider yourself a singer or a musician. You don't need to know anything about it. It's fun. It's inclusive. It's great for your health. And it's a really positive action we can all take together.
And we do good socials as well at Christmas, and then during half year through on the outside somewhere, possibly allotments or in a park. So it's a great fun activity as well as highlighting issues. Please come and join us.
Lovely. And thank you once again. Yes, you, by all means, when you're ready, come on back in and sing for us again. That's the Portsmouth Climate Choir.
If you drink a little, then drive, you risk losing your license.